steps to the mic with a boom ping ping. Wisdom sharper than a bee's fierce sting. Words like fireflies that light the night. He turns the dark into blazing bright. Boom ping ping, the truth takes wing. Milwaukee's voice, let the city sing. Boom ping ping, hear the freedom ring. Sherwin's the king, all the airwaves king. The ground unveils the truth where lies abound. Politics, justice, social streams. He molds the chaos into dreams. No silence here, just the sound of change. Boom, ping, ping, rearrange ya. Boom, ping, ping, the truth takes wing. Milwaukee's voice, let the city sing. Boom, ping, ping, hear the freedom ring. Sherwin's the king, or the airwaves king. Through the static, through the noise, he amplifies the people's voice. Boom, ping, ping, like a heartbeat's call. He's got the wisdom to break down walls. Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. Today is Tuesday, August 25th, 2026. To say the customer is always right is utterly ridiculous. Listen, I get it. It is the customer that keeps you in business. It is the customer and how they feel when they enter into your establishment that can determine the reputation of your business, and quite honestly, how long you will be able to stay open and even have customers. So I do understand if a customer is unhappy, maybe the quality of the service was poor or the product that they purchased was defective. I would argue that it is in your best interest to accommodate that customer as best you possibly can. But to blindly say that the customer is always right will eventually be problematic because some customers are complete and total jerks. Some customers don't have the same level of respect for your establishment, your building, your property that they may have for their own, because some customers don't even have respect for their own property and where they live, their houses, et cetera, et cetera. So to expect them to have more respect for your property is utterly ridiculous. We have to stop saying and then filling the heads of customers and would-be customers and giving them this attitude, this arrogance, this ego that I'm the customer, I'm always right. The customer can be outrageous. They can be obnoxious. They can be boisterous. The customer can potentially disturb your other patrons. And in those situations, no, ladies and gentlemen, the customer is not always right, and I would highly suggest you as a business owner should excise that customer from your premises. Now, I know that that carries a lot of risk because every unruly customer, and let's talk about restaurants and dining for a second, because I believe that's something that we are all at least relatively familiar with. Everybody's got a phone and a camera, and you only get one side of the story. They turn their camera on. the restaurant manager is being mean to us and they're telling us that we have to leave right away and we didn't even do anything wrong. What they didn't show you, you know, this customer that believes they're always right, is they were terrorizing the table next to them and they were badgering and antagonizing their server and they were just being rude and obnoxious. You don't see that part. That customer is not always right. Probably a good thing that I'm not in the entertainment business, that I don't own a nightclub or I don't own a bar, because I wouldn't let a bunch of you in. I would just look at you and say, no, uh-uh. But Mr. Hughes, I'm not violating the dress code. You're violating my personal code. I don't like the way you smell. You're in trouble for that stuff, but you're taking a lot of risk as a business owner. That's number one. Number two, I don't know if maybe we need to better ingrain it in the culture. Maybe I need to do a much better job of explaining this. Maybe it needs to be filtered down better to the youth. There are real substantial differences between rights and privileges. It is a privilege to go to an establishment, have a couple of drinks, maybe listen to some music, do a little dancing. That's not a right. And if you don't know how to act, or if you bring a cultural element with you that is problematic and troublesome and that requires a heavy police presence, then no thank you. No way. It's a privilege. And if you do certain things, we have to understand this. I think that most of us do. I don't want to put those that listen to this program in any kind of unfair category. But there are some people that just feel it entitled to everything all of the time and take no responsibility for their behavior, nor how their behavior is going to be perceived by somebody else. It is a privilege to drive an automobile. When a police officer pulls you over and they ask you for your driver's license and proof of insurance, why do you start the argument with the cop there? Do you know that literally by law you have got to provide a driver's license to show that you are legally permitted to operate a motor vehicle on public roads in Wisconsin? Why does the argument start there? People think that driving is a right, because here's the thing about southeastern Wisconsin. You're probably better off with a car because our public transportation is spotty at best. You can't get absolutely everywhere in a timely fashion 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, simply relying on public transportation. A question for my own edification, because I don't know, maybe one of you know, do the buses run 24 hours a day and 7 days a week? Can I get a bus at 3 a.m. and 3 p.m. and 12 a.m. and 12 p.m.? Can I get a bus all the time, or do the buses stop running? And what happens if I take a bus, let's say at 1 a.m., but then the buses stop running at 3 a.m.? Am I going to die because I can't get back on the bus because the buses stop running? Xavier, I don't know why the hell I'm asking you. You probably ain't never been on. The only bus you've been on is go to an away game.
Actually, this is anecdotal evidence, but I see the buses running all night, at least downtown.
Seeing them run all night might not be 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. What you doing out? Ain't nothing open that late but legs, buddy. Why you out that late or that early?
At 3 o'clock in the morning?
4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning.
You know, I got to get ready. You know, I wake up early. I wake up early. I wake up at like 4:15 every morning.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
What time do you get here?
I get here at like 6:15.
Okay, fair enough.
But, you know, I like to wake up and, you know, watch some TV, you know.
Me too. I'm a morning person as well. I can't sleep in to save my life. I got to get my sleep in parts. No matter when I go to bed, I'm over here trying to figure out if the buses run 24 hours a day. Now we're talking about Sherwin's two-part sleep schedule.
I do see people at the bus stop at like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Sometimes. Oh, Xavier, that's because they're at the bus stop, buddy. Don't mean that they have any plans on taking the bus. Sometimes that's where people do everything from shadow box to practice their karate. And also my favorite bus stop activity is dance with no music. Oh, it's golden. I have been accused of deliberately being slow when a light turns green. Like, people are in a hurry. Like, you can't, if that light turns green, you got to go immediately. If I see something at the bus stop and that light turns green, I'm going to sit there and just soak it all in for a while, because man, oh man, do we have some characters. There's got to be a higher level of mental illness. And I don't want to judge. I'm not trying to stereotype people, but the stuff that I see on Milwaukee bus stops is a reason why Sherwin Hughes, I'm going to sound a little classist right now. And that's for good reason, because I am. I don't got a lot going for me in this world, but damn it, I'm better than some. You know what I mean? No, that's not nice. Everybody's all the same. We're all equal under the law and in God's eyes.
Correct.
Not true. God definitely loves certain people more. 100% he does. There's certain people that are, you know how people say, oh, I'm highly blessed and favored? No, you're not.
You think there's a God?
It's something pulling the strings. It's because some people just have all the luck. And it ain't just luck. It's got to be something else.
The luckiest man in the world is Donald Trump.
So far. We'll see, though. His luck runs out. Everybody's will.
I hope. We'll see.
Can we get back to the damn buses? So I don't want to get on the bus with certain people because I fear for my safety, especially if I see a collection of YNs wearing hoodies and poo-shiesties when it's 97 degrees outside. It just seems like it's very unsafe. When you get pulled over by the police, because driving, ladies and gentlemen, that is a privilege. It is not a right. And yes, you got to provide identification. If you're driving a vehicle, you got to provide a driver's license. But going out to a bar, to a nightclub, or frequenting a business, that's a privilege. And I stand with business owners because I know many of them, and they tell me the stories that they don't often share publicly. Some customers are horrible. You want a real good example of how disgusting and horrible some customers can be? Because they'll go into an establishment, and they have no respect. They're rude. You know, they make disgusting messes. Go look in a restroom after a very busy night in a bar or a nightclub. Go look at what people do. And let me do you one better. The women's restroom, 30,000 times more disgusting. Ladies, what is wrong with you? How did you miss the toilet by that much? It's foul. And as a business owner, they should have every right. But, hey, nope, sorry, you can't use my bathroom, ma'am. You get to use a porta potty. You can't come in here with clogging up my toilet with your 75 maxi pads. Why are you wearing pads? Why are we doing that? Why are we wearing diapers, ladies? Come on. It's too early, Xavier. I'm very frustrated because this bar, the garage, sent a memo. I don't know. It's all rumor stuff. Now management is saying they didn't sanction the list. Well, an employee put out a post on social media. It's got all the blacks all angry. Blacks get angry at every damn thing. Plus, everything is racist. Oh, and you know what I love? I was listening to Homer and Bailey this morning. I'll be listening to Homer and Bailey. I get mad.
Why?
Because I don't get mad at Homer and Bailey. Shout out to Bailey, who laughs at everything and nothing at the exact same time. I love her to death.
Absolutely. Happy birthday to her son.
To Kendall.
Yes.
Shout out to Kendall. Kendall ain't even here, and Kendall got all the birthday love, ain't he?
I know, right?
Okay. So when there's when something happens, right, and then we look at the law, they were talking about the 3-year-old that shot somebody. It's not funny, but it's ridiculous. Do you guys know that there's a law in Wisconsin signed by Scott Walker in 2017 that says a child literally of any age, can have a firearm and go hunting as long as the person that they are with is a licensed and certified hunter. So if you're 18 years old, you can take your 4 or 5-year-old sibling with you hunting. Or maybe it has to be a parent. But as long as there's someone who is certified to hunt a child, it's called the Mentored Hunting Bill. And when Scott Walker signed that bill into law shortly before he left office because he was defeated by Tony Evers, there were pictures on social media of fathers with rifles in their 6-month-old, 3-month-old children's cribs. And, oh, I can't wait until my child can walk. We're going to go hunting. And it is perfectly and completely legal. And so most African-Americans, we don't hunt. Maybe each other. Maybe for a bargain. But we don't. Now, some of us do. I know I shouldn't speak in absolutes because some black people hunt. Hell, I got on camouflage pants today. But I don't hunt.
Very stylish.
I hunt for something else.
What do you hunt for?
Big cats, cougars.
Oh, cougars. I love cougars.
MILFs. Oh, yeah. It's the season, too, sir.
Oh, it's always the season.
No, they're in heat, buddy. You can smell it in the air.
I thought the heat starts pretty much springtime.
You know, it begins because they come out of their winter slumber. But then now, as you said yesterday so eloquently, cuffing season, because the MILFs and the Cougars, they thought it around all summer. Now they realize they ain't got nobody to go get a pumpkin spice latte with. I'll get you a pumpkin spice latte. Better believe that. Can I stay on track, please? Good Lord. But whenever we see a situation that does not culturally apply to black people, we always say, oh, if that was a black person, they wouldn't treat it the same way. Oh, if it was a black person and went hunting. Like, I wish we would stop doing that. Like, we look at everything through an unnecessary racial lens. Like, sometimes you have to. When it comes to criminal justice reform and policing, like, stuff like that, yes, absolutely. When you look at the lower performance of our students, yes, absolutely. There's probably a racial element to that as well. When you look at the number of students that get suspended and expelled from MPS, they're disproportionately black. Like, there's a legitimate racial lens. But if it's a bill or a law that does not apply to black people at all, we always interject ourselves and say, well, if that person was black, they would give them the death penalty. I don't like when we do that. Like, we need to be a little bit more critical, because here's what we do as black people. We cry wolf. Everything is racism. If a black person is acting a goddamn fool and you get thrown out of a bar, thrown out of a restaurant because of your behavior, first thing we're going to say is, oh, they're racist. No, they just didn't want you in the bar. Here's what you should do. White businesses, I'm open for hire. Let me tell you what, I'll throw all the blacks out for you. Hire me. You're going to pay me a lot of money because I'm taking a lot of risk here. But if you don't want to be accused of being racist and you want to remove certain patrons from your establishment, by all means, call on Sherwin and I'll kick out their friends. I'm going to take a break, come back, talk to Alan on the other side. I do want to get into the details of this story where this bar on Brady, what's on Brady in Arlington. I used to go to the Garage a long time ago. I used to love that place. They had one of the best hip-hop nights in the city. It was on a Tuesday night. This was in the late 2000s and the early 2010s, and it was just known. DJ E. Rich used to be the DJ there on Tuesday nights. Monday night, we would get on the boat cruise, and we'd go to Rogue's Lounge. And then Tuesday night, we would go to the Garage and listen to some hip-hop. On Wednesday night, we went to a club called CO2. And then Thursday night, Milwaukee was just wide open. You had Star Bar, Ladybug Club. You had Tangerine. You had Kennedy's. And, oh, the weekend just brought so much glory and joy. But that was the loop that we had back in the day. Every single day of the week, ladies and gentlemen, for my generation, there was a different spot. Even Monday nights, we went to Rain. Rain had a stripper pole. The nightclub had a stripper pole. You might be asking yourself, Sherwin, why did Rain have a stripper pole? Because Rain's biggest night of the week was Monday night. Most midnight ballerinas can't go out on Friday night and on Saturday night and on Sunday night because they're working at the strip club. So Mondays, we would call that service industry night, because people that work at bars and restaurants, et cetera, they can't go out on the weekends because that's when they're working at their bars and their restaurants, and that's where they're making their good money. So on Monday night, a lot of those service industry employees would go out, and service industry night used to be a very big deal. If you said you worked in the service industry, you got discounts on drinks and whatnot. I lied and said I worked in the service industry because it's not like you got to carry around an ID card. I could be a waiter or a waitress somewhere if I put a wig on. But Rain knew that a lot of exotic dancers were off on Monday night, so they put a pole in the nightclub in case the strippers want to do a little bit of practicing. So there's a lot of stuff we used to do. But we always realized that we were privileged to have that many places to go to every single day of the week. And we didn't act a fool. We didn't want to fight. Would people disagree? Yes, but they took that mess outside. You didn't fight in the club. You didn't hang out. You didn't loiter. You didn't do any of that. We appreciated all the things that we had in this city. Now, you have a whole generation that knows nothing about that because they feel so damn entitled. So we're going to talk about it. I'm also going to side with the Garage. They put out a list of about 40 hip-hop artists that you cannot play. If you're DJing at the Garage, you can't play these artists anymore because of the element that they bring. And I side with that establishment, because I used to go there and I was very fond of that place. Now I'm too old. Now if I go to the Garage, I look like I'm a father picking up their child. You know how parents look when they're wandering through the crowd. Hi, I'm looking for my daughter. I was supposed to pick her up. It's 10:30. Like I'm an old father picking somebody up from high school dance. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes, exclusively on 1017 FM and on YouTube. Search 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Hit subscribe and join our YouTube chat. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Phone number is 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. Boy, oh boy, here we go. Hello, Alan. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. I was listening to you. Your last segment was classic. All I can call you, I'm listening to you talk a lot. And you might think I'm BSing or, you know, pulling your short leg, because I know it ain't short. But there you go, double on time. But the thing is, you're exactly like me, man. Now, the things that I'm saying, I'm listening, you know, we live right by the bus station here over on Silver Spring. And the best one is the one on 35th. But the one in Silver Spring and Sherman is no slouch either. You really, really get a good cross-section of the community, if you will. And I'm right there, so I'm always walking my dogs and going by. And the things you see and the encounters you have, you could write a short story probably 3 or 4 times a day. Just roadside adventures or something like that. But I'm listening to you, and I was going to tell you something today. There's something you're talking about. Oh, yeah, when you go places. I don't go many places either because I just don't trust them how they're going to do the food. Just based on who, but I think people hate me. That's what I was going to tell you. I think people hate me more in general going to a restaurant with my wife than they do my wife. I think they really detest me. Although we were up in Oshkosh for something again the other day, and she told me it was hot, so I couldn't leave the dogs in the car. And she said, "Baby, next time you got to come in with me," because they were just rude. I said, "Okay, I'll deal with that." But just heads up, man. A hand clap. I'll give you a high five, but I got a cone in my hand. The thing is, you are fantastic, and that's you make my day every day. I could be the most miserable. Actually, today I measured for the developers. Guys parked more than 3 feet off the curb, so parking's going to come over and give them a ticket for me. They said they're going to be. It might be here by now. They're going to come right away. So every now and then you got to pull some rank. Enough is enough, man.
Okay.
So hopefully, they'll be getting a ticket.
Enjoy your ice cream.
Oh yeah, come on. Guns. I went hunting when I was like 6. I had a rifle. My dad got me a little lever action 22. I used to go bird hunting with my pop and squirrel hunting. Well, you can't do that. I don't know if you do it anymore. I wouldn't give my kid a gun, but my daughter went hunting with me. She didn't have a gun. I let her shoot, but I wasn't going to buy her one. All right, buddy.
Okay.
God bless you, man.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Okay, Alan. You too. You keep up the good work. Just talking about everything that comes to mind at once. I think he gets an ice cream cone every single morning.
Yeah, at least when he calls.
This is not appropriate ice cream time. It's 9:26. How do you go to McDonald's now and not get a bag full of hash browns? Like, that's the only thing I would want from McDonald's. But he's Alan, so I'm sure that's not the most unusual thing that he will do today. Milwaukee Bar responds after, quote, "No Milwaukee rap list goes viral." The Garage, a popular bar near Brady Street in Milwaukee, has responded after social media posts began circulating online, showing a list of predominantly black hip-hop artists that DJs were told not to play in the establishment. Beginning August 23rd, a leaked text message and a list of artists from the Garage, 1709 North Arlington Place, began circulating online. In the text message, DJs were told that, effective immediately, they could no longer play music from the listed 40 artists, including remixes. The message stated the directive was, quote, coming from ownership, and warned that failure to comply would result in a loss of gigs. The list named 40 mainstream black artists, such as Lil Wayne, Future, 21 Savage, Glorilla, Lil Baby, not to be confused with Big Baby, Gucci Mane, Rick Ross, and Migos. Quote, no Milwaukee rap was also written in bold letters at the bottom of the list. By August 24th, the video and text message had spread rapidly across social media, prompting hundreds of comments on the business's official Instagram account and Google review page, with some accusing the bar of discriminating against black patrons near Brady Street. Let me stop you right there. Let me stop you. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to what has been taking place this summer and previous summers as well. The disorder and the rabble-rousing and the negative behaviors and the conduct that has been taking place on Brady Street, including the violence and the shootings and the fights, which is a risk to everybody's safety, especially the residents. There are people that live on and near Brady Street, my producer being one of them, that don't want to have to deal with that chaos and mayhem. And if there is a particular bar that has made a connection between certain types of music and an undesirable element, isn't it within the rights of that bar to say, we don't want this music played? I don't like that being called racist, because why would we think there wouldn't be any consequences for the actions that we have seen that has required police presence damn near every night, has required the EMTs and the fire trucks damn near every night? Why wouldn't we think that there would be some consequence? And quite honestly, I'm surprised that the garage waited this long. I'm surprised they didn't start the summer season by saying, hey, you know what, DJs, you're not playing any of this music starting this summer. And I wonder if they could have cut down on some of the mayhem and the chaos that we've seen on Brady Street. Now, is this going to solve the problem? No. But if that music brings a particular element that is wanton and that is careless and that is destructive, it is well within the rights of that bar. If they want to stay in business, because let me tell you how this council treats bars that entertain patrons that like to fight and shoot. They take their liquor licenses. You might owe your liquor distributor $40,000. You might have a 10-year lease on that building where you owe $7,000 a month in rent. You might have spent $150,000 out of your pocket, or you borrowed money so you could do the renovations, you can redo the bathroom, and you could redo the seating and the booths. And if you lose your liquor license, now you're not making money anymore. Now you owe all of your creditors, because you wanted to be soft and accommodating to people because, you know, you wanted to stop playing their music, and then they got all angry and called you racist. And now you want to accommodate them, you play their hip-hop, and now you lost your liquor license. Let me ask you this question. If a black bar owner refuses to play country music because they don't want white people that wear cowboy boots and cowboy hats in their establishment, maybe they don't like that culture. Maybe a black bar owner associates country western music and even rock music with Donald Trump supporters. Let's just assume that a black bar owner says, I'm not playing country, I'm not playing rock and roll, because that's going to bring a bunch of white folks, it's going to bring a bunch of Trumpers, I ain't playing it. But what if a bunch of white folks say, you know what, we really wish you'd play more Wayne Jennings, we really wish you'd play more Conway Twitty. And if that black bar owner says, nope, no way, I don't want you here, I don't want your element here, I don't want your culture here, because some of you are conservative Republicans and some of you voted for Donald Trump, would you call that black bar owner racist? If a black bar owner said, we don't want the kind of people that listen to country western music and rock and roll music in our bar in Bronzeville, would we? I'm just asking y'all to keep the same energy. Because I know many, many black bar owners that would not dare Not even in a remix. I can see a black bar owner saying, we don't want any Charlie Pride, any Conway 20. What's another country artist? Garth Brooks. Who's the achy breaky heart man? Billy Ray Cyrus. I actually like that song. I like. When we call that black bar owner racist, like, no. They don't want a certain element in their bar. And so if you are the garage, can't you do the exact same thing? And here's what's crazy. A lot of the people, and I'm going to get into the rest of the article, I guess. The garage was a gathering place for local Milwaukee artists because it does say in quotations, you can't even play local Milwaukee hip hop artists anymore. And some of the local Milwaukee hip hop artists, most of which are not very good, they said, oh, that's terrible because, you know, the garage was a networking place for us, a gathering place for local Milwaukee artists where we could get together and do collabs and introduce, you know, ourselves to other people, et cetera, et cetera. And so then I would ask those local artists that are now upset that the garage might be putting on hiatus some of their music, why don't they open up a bar of their own? Let me tell you why they wouldn't open up a bar of their own. If you don't like the bar that you're going to and they're changing the music and you don't like it, I would say start your own. Make your own rules, start your own. You don't got to go to somebody else's bar and put money in their pocket and give them profit. Start your own bar. Let me tell you why some of these artists that are complaining about the garage wouldn't start their own bar. Because they don't want to cater to the same people either. That's right. That's why they don't want to open up their own bar, because they don't want some of them same thugs peeing all over the stall and breaking glasses and all sorts of other stuff. Take a break, come back, continue our calm, casual conversation about a bar refusing to play hip-hop music in a neighborhood that has been, let's just say, on some nights, completely overtaken by a very negative element that does not understand the difference between a right and a privilege. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. We'll be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're going to love this.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too, and if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you.
The boy said, this is actually hip hop when you think about it. Sin,
but I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle.
So hold on now. I don't really do country music, but music is music now sometimes. Charlie Daniels Band, they went hard on that. Maybe they should start playing that at the garage.
I'm sure they already do.
Devil went down to Georgia. Actually, the devil came to Milwaukee and never left. By August 24th, the video and text message had spread rapidly across social media, prompting hundreds of comments on the business's official Instagram account and Google review page, with some accusing the bar of discriminating against black patrons near Brady Street, an area known for its diverse business and nightlife. So there was a text message that was leaked, put on the internet, of course, about a list of 40 hip-hop artists that management, apparently or allegedly, does not want to be played anymore. So Zach, who's a well-known DJ, DJ Brother Z, is in the YouTube chat saying that that list already existed in the DJ booth. Here's where I think this thing got messy. This may have been a conversation that management had with other staff there, and I do believe that they probably had a list that they provide to DJs that the garage would hire. Hey, don't play these artists or play less of these artists, et cetera, because we want to cut down on some of the bad element that might be coming to hear this music. But when you leak it online, then it looks malicious. Because then it basically says, oh, they don't want these artists being played. But also, look at the grand scheme of things. Do you know how many hundreds of hip-hop artists over the last 50 years that are probably still very acceptable to play. We always are looking for a reason to be offended. But also, we don't lack common sense. We all can take a moment and take a step back and understand why some bars, especially on Brady Street, does not want a particular element. Isn't that well within the right of a business owner? Can businesses even refuse patrons anymore? Are you able to do it, or do you have to serve everybody? I'm only speaking for myself, and please don't take my advice because I am not in business. I would refuse service to a lot of people. I wouldn't let myself into my bar on certain nights because I'd be thinking to myself, if I go into my bar tonight, I'm going to be a menace. I hope my bouncers stop me cold at the door. Because you're walking on a very, very thin line, because this common council will snatch your liquor license or suspend your liquor license, sometimes for the most minor of infractions. And here's how that typically works. Let's say there's a bar that had a whole bunch of warnings, and there's a bunch of fights, and there's been violence associated with the bar. And let's just say the bartenders are known for over-serving people, which I think is an unfair position to put a bartender in. Like, you have to know when someone is too drunk. I know people that are such supreme alcoholics, they could drink an entire bottle of vodka and talk to you just as straight and normal as I'm talking to you right now. You would never even know it. And you, oh, I'd only serve that person two drinks or three drinks. Next thing you know, they're fighting and they're blacked out. That's, I think that's too much on the bartenders to try and be that kind of a gauge. And also, telling somebody that you're not going to serve them anymore, whew, that's a calculated risk as well, because they get very, very angry. But let's just say the bar is known for over-serving people and there's a lot of violence and there's fights every single night. The common council might say, look, we're not going to permanently revoke your liquor license, but we're going to give you maybe a 10-day suspension, or even worse, a 30-day suspension. Complete your 30-day suspension, meaning you can't open, you can't serve any liquor, and then on the 31st day, you'll be allowed to open. Here's why that is a killer for these businesses, because all of your staff are going to have to find somewhere else to work for the next month. And if they, and the service industry in Milwaukee turns over very quickly. You might go to a bar on a Tuesday, it's a whole different staff on Friday. And so if you get even a 10-day suspension, because there are some people that work in the service industry, assuming they only have one job, if that place they worked for, that bar, that nightclub, gets a 10-day suspension, most people can't go 10 days without any kind of income. Most folks are living check to check, if not day to day. And so now you've lost all of your staff. And that's the killer for businesses. So I can understand these businesses wanting to be a bit more conservative and be a little bit more cautious about who they let into their establishment, because one bad patron can be the reason why you lose your license permanently or why you face a suspension. But also, there's a, I'm going to bring this up in a little while. Maybe we'll talk about this for an hour or two. Music, while it can attract people, music can also be used as a deterrent. So there was a study that was done. This goes back, I think, to 2017 and 2018, where there's a particular establishment. I'm going to name the establishment in a little while. Not yet. They experimented with something because they had a bunch of black kids loitering and hanging out and scaring all the white customers. You know us, blacks. We're very scary, especially in groups. I think, what is it, more than three of us as a gang? More than seven of us as a posse? Whatever the term is, who knows? There used to be a law where if there was more than three or four black men standing on a corner, the police could go and investigate because they consider that a gang. Now, that's racist. That's something worthy of a racial analysis. However, I digress. So this particular business experimented with something. They played classical music and they blasted it into the parking lot. And lo and behold, the undesirables that used to loiter at this particular establishment, scaring away all of the patrons and the customers, they all disappeared, and then the patrons and the customers that were afraid to go into this establishment were coming back in droves. So music, there's retail outlets to do this too. They play certain kinds of music because it is a subconscious deterrent. wouldn't deter me, though. I love some classical music. You let me hear some Beethoven, I'm still going to rob you. I'll rob you just because you played Beethoven to try and get me to go somewhere else. It's almost like they think that classical music is like kryptonite to the blacks, which some of us love the classical music. You know what I mean? Xavier, you look like you got a big old classic music collection.
Yeah, I do.
I don't doubt that one, but ain't nothing wrong with it. Quote, how do you tell a DJ they can't play 30-something artists because that's limiting artistic expression? TikTok users The Real Ray said in a video, like, if I'm a DJ and you book me for a gig and you destroy my whole set, why would I ever want to come back? Why I want to continue to serve you as an owner? Well, then I would say as a DJ, don't. Go do weddings. Because I bet you this much, if somebody books you for a wedding, you're not playing that same damn list at a wedding. Sometimes you got to curate your list. And look, and I get it. If this is your life's blood, and if you were a DJ that was regularly booked at the garage and the music artists that they listed that are now banned, you know we understand banning because we ban people here all the time. Hell, I ain't heard from Al in 2 weeks. I don't even know what Al did. And if the establishment that pays you says, hey, you can't play these artists anymore, that's just like if somebody books you for a wedding and they don't want to hear freak music. Even though if there's a place to play freak music, it's at a wedding because love is in the air. Single women get very horny at weddings. You ever seen Wedding Crashers? Facts. That's a documentary. You know what I mean? Like, that movie is... All right, I'm going to take a break, come back. Looks like we got Dion on line one. I'm sure he has a bunch to say. We're listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes talking about the Garage, a bar on Arlington and Brady that has made public a list, even though the list was leaked. And this list, I come to find out, was already posted in the DJ booth because they want a little less hip-hop. If hip-hop, do you think the hip-hop is responsible for violence? Maybe we should put a poll up, Xavier, to ask people if they believe that hip-hop music is either responsible for or contributes to violent behavior. Does hip-hop contribute to violence, yes or no? Because I want to see something. So we'll put that poll up. Go to YouTube.com or open up your YouTube app from your smartphone or other mobile device. Search 1017 The Truth. Hit subscribe, and you'll be able to participate in the YouTube chat, view our live in-studio cameras, and also participate in the poll. Just curious, for those of you that listen and participate in this program, do you believe that hip-hop music, rap music, has some contributing factor to violent behavior? So while you guys are doing that, I'm going to do this, take a little break. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Just got my hair done. I make them brand new. Going out tonight, feeling sexy in my mood. Pink blush on my face, brown lip liner, lip gloss new.
Now he wanna lick my bum, but clock my raw to talk, talk, talk. Got him going crazy for that poo, na 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 na. I get what I want, I got that ooh shalaka laka. He do what I say for that ooh ma da da da.
Now play this music. This music wouldn't make anybody violent. It'd make you want to get some of that boom shalaka laka. That's all. Ain't nothing wrong with getting a little boom shalaka laka. Let's talk to Dion. Dion, you're on 1017 The Truth. How are you?
First of all, Dion is a she.
Oh, sorry, Dion.
Thought
you were a different Dion. I apologize. I'll give you a free T-shirt for making that mistake. I'm kidding. I'm not going to give you anything. But go on.
I'm sure. Okay. No, I was just calling to remind you. Remember about a couple of months ago you spoke of when you used to do the boat ride?
Yes.
And they played the hip hop and then they stopped?
Yes.
You know, and so that the people can deter from coming?
Yes.
That's all. Have a good day.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You too. They used to have a hip hop boat cruise on Monday nights. It was $5. And you would get on, you know, those, the MKE boat. Go to MKE boat. Well, don't do it now, but they have a website. They have all these different boat cruises you can take up and down the Milwaukee rivers, and it goes out to Lake Michigan. They have a DJ on board. And they got little drinks. You can get you a little beverage and listen to some real good music. It was every Monday, and it was $5. And it was an older, well, I shouldn't say older because we were young at the time. This is, again, late 2000s, early 2010s. And some of us, that cruise was so fun. We wouldn't even go out on the weekends because we would save up all of our energy for the boat cruise. And it was only in the summer. It was a hip-hop boat cruise. And it was glorious. And it was fun. And everybody was dancing and having a good time. And the women were flirty and the men were flirtier. And then there'd be an after party at either the Jackalope Lounge in the Third Ward or at Rogue's Gallery. I think Rogue's Gallery is now called Mojo. And that's where we would go after we got off the boat, because the boat would leave at 7:30 and we'll come back to port at about 10. Well, you ain't ready to go home at 10 o'clock. That's just when your engine is warm. Ain't nobody going home. So you would go to the Jackalope or you would go to Rogue's. And, man, we would just party. Was I doing radio then? I think so. Let me just give you guys a bit of advice if you ever want to have your own radio show. Doing a radio show hungover, not recommended. 0 out of 10. That is, there's been a few times. Now, y'all couldn't tell, thank God, but oh, I could. And then something happened where someone told someone that told someone about this $5 hip-hop boat cruise. Let me also say this. It was as diverse as the genre of hip-hop itself is. It was black people, white people, Asians, Latinos, biracial people, triracial people. When I say triracial, that means they'll try anything. It was some of everybody on that boat, and we had a good time, and it was perfect. You're out on the water, and the music is going, and you're dancing. You heard all your favorite hip-hop classics. It was beautiful, but then something happened. Somebody told that bad element. You know the element that I'm talking about. It's the element that nobody wants in their party. It's the element that nobody wants in their bar. And here they come. They're being rude. They're being disrespectful. They're grabbing women left and right, and all of them got goddamn blunts hanging out of their mouth. Next thing you know, the hip-hop boat cruise was no more. Number one, it wasn't $5 anymore. They raised it to $15 because that's going to weed some of them out. And then guess what they changed it to? Yacht Rock. Now, hold on. I like Yacht Rock, too, now. But then, because I stayed away from it for years because it got so bad it wasn't even enjoyable anymore. So I stopped going to the hip-hop boat cruise, and then they changed it over to Yacht Rock. And I was like, you know what? I'm just done with that whole thing. But then somebody was like, Sherwin, when was the last time you've been on the Yacht Rock cruise? I was like, oh, I did away with that years ago. They're like, no, you got to come check it out. I said, what? I was like, you know, I like Yacht. I play Yacht Rock on my show all the time. I might play some Kenny Loggins or some Michael McDonald. I love Steely Dan. All of that is in the Yacht Rock genre. By the way, it's called Yacht Rock not because you play it on boats. It's because the music is so intricately arranged, produced, and performed. They say crafting yacht rock music is like building a yacht. That's why it's called Yacht Rock. So there you go. You just learned a trivia question from Uncle Sherwin. So I went. And oh, for the first, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour, they absolutely played some yacht rock classics. Doobie Brothers, Lil Kenny Loggins, they played it. But then guess what they did for hour two? Brought that goddamn hip-hop back. So it was like a smoke screen. It was like a deterrent. And then when I went, I noticed it, the element, and you know the element that I'm talking about, they ruin everything. Even Chris Rock talks about this particular element. I'm not going to use the very colorful language that he used to describe this element because that might be going a little too far. But he's like, if they go to a nightclub, you'll have the grand opening and the grand closing on the exact same night. That is the element. But no, thank you, Dion, for calling and reminding me, because that was terribly upsetting. We have been running from this element because when they find out about your spot, they close it down. That's why I gatekeep. You have to gatekeep in Milwaukee, because if you tell everybody everything, then the wrong element will show up and they'll ruin it. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be back for hour two.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.